Blog Talk Radio.
Tell one more person, tell one more person, if you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, no searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now run to the King.
Power.
Power. Power.
get up. Get up. God, get up. Our God. You are God alone. You're my Jehovah Jireh. You're my Jehovah Nissi. You're my Jehovah Elion. You alone are God. You are God alone. Oh, oh.
Good morning, good morning. First thing I want to say, God is ahead of our life. Welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. The scripture for this morning is 1 Peter 2 and 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for forgiveness. By his wounds you have been healed. Again, that was 1 Peter 2 and 24. Remember the numbers 563-999-3628.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Daniel Bevis, along with none other than my lovely co-host, none other than co-pastor Kashima Bevis. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. Today is Testimony Tuesday. We thank you guys so very much for tuning in and partnering up and being a part of today's broadcast. On this morning, remember to call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And we would love for you guys to join us. Tell them just to call in. And again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer if you guys want to share your testimony or if you just want to tell us how the show is blessing you guys. We would love to hear your feedback on this morning. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into a faithful, fervent prayer and talk to our Lord and Savior. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity and this time that we have to come before you. God, our prayer this morning, God, is every distraction, every imp, every devil, everything that the enemy has plotted and planned on this morning, God, to keep, God, your people from being encouraged and inspired and strengthened on today, God, we pray, God, against that thing right now. God, we pray against the forces of the evil one, God, that is working in the atmosphere. God, everything that he has to say, everything that he's trying to do, God, everywhere he's trying to send distraction. Father, we pray today, God, that you would silence his voice right now. God, we put a gag order on the enemy, and we beat against the winds that are blowing toward our way, God. We seek to the north, the south, the east, and the west winds, God, to blow, God, this enemy, God, completely out of our territory, God, completely out of our region today, God, because we speak that in what you say, that the day is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for glad tidings of good joy, God, that right now, God, that we're walking in that place. Now, we pray for those under the sound of our voices this morning. God, we pray for those that are dealing with issues and circumstances right now, God, that their hearts, God, may be filled with things going on, God, their mind may be clouded. God, their ears, God, may be stopped up, God, thinking about all the things that the enemy has said. God, we speak, God, against the noise and pestilence and say silence in the name of Jesus. We speak against the chaos that's going on in their mind, and we speak silence to them right now, God. God, we speak to their hearts this morning, God. God, whatever it is, God, that is over their house, God, we speak a silence, God, God, to that thing right now. God, that they may hear, feel, and understand what is going on in their lives and the word that you're going to speak life onto them this morning. God, we pray this prayer, God, praying, God, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say. excuse me, and what the Lord has to do on this morning. And our prayer today is something that's said to you, said a song may be prayed, a word may be spoke, a scripture may be read, that it will penetrate your heart and cause the enemy to be terrified on this morning. Amen. Amen. Listen, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are joining in with us on this morning. Again, we thank you, all you guys that's overseas in the other countries. We thank you so very much for partnering up with us and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And please continue to listen in and know that we are praying for you. Amen. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have South Africa. I'm sorry. Yeah, we have Saudi Arabia. We have China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so much again, as always, for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And remember, guys, that we are praying for you. You have a group of people that's on the other side of your storm that's praying you to come on through. Amen. We're on the other side. We're calling on the name of the Lord on your behalf because we realize that the struggle is real. We realize that the fight is real. We realize that there's workers of iniquity that is operating right now in the atmosphere. There's enemies that are working against you right now. There are so many things that's going on in your life right now where the enemy is trying to silence your voice, trying to keep you from speaking the word of the Lord. But we are here praying for you. We're here to encourage you this morning to let you know that you're doing is not for nothing. Know that you are confessing the name of Jesus is not in vain, because we want you to know that what you're doing is working. What you're doing is having an effect. We want you to know that keep on doing what you're doing. Don't stop now. Today is not a good day for you to give up. Today is not a good day for you to throw in the towel. Today is not a good day for you to say, I don't want to do it anymore. Because watch this here. Your prayers, your sharing the gospel is working. If it wasn't working, the enemy wouldn't be attacking you like he's attacking you. The enemy wouldn't be coming against your life like he's coming against your life. The enemy wouldn't be trying to sabotage you and trying to put you behind bars and do all this old craziness. If your work was in vain, trust me and believe me, the devil is never going to fight against nothing. Watch this, that's working in his favor. The devil ain't going to never fight against someone that is on his team. As a matter of fact, he's gonna reward you for doing a job well done. So listen, keep on fighting, keep on pushing, keep on driving, keep on doing what you do, and know that even in the midst of this, that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Just trust him and watch how God moves by his power and by his strength. Listen, those of you all over here on this side of the water, those of you over here on this side of the struggle, on this side of the fight, know that your prayers are working. Know that your prayers are working. Know that your prayers are working. The enemy wants you to believe that your prayers are not working. But listen, every time we pray, every time we get on our knees, every time we call on the name of the Lord, every time we talk to the Lord, every time we talk to the Lord, every time we confess the name of Jesus, the enemy is terrified because he knows that name right there. That name, when that name is spoken in the atmosphere, he has to flee. He has to flee. He has to leave the scene. Amen? So let us continue to pray. Let us continue to call on the name of Jesus for our cohorts, our brothers and our sisters that is over across the country, right here in our own backyard. Let us continue to call on the name of Jesus for them as well, because we know that effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, he is in the midst. Know that when you call on the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, when you call on the name of Jesus, at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. He is the power. He is the one. He is the finite God. He is the only God. We got all these other things we worship. We got all these other things that we call on the name of. But it's at the name of Jesus. It's said the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Yes, Lord, we are going to confess that you are Lord. Regardless of who listening, regardless of who may be tuned in, know that we're still going to confess the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys so much. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Continue to listen in. Continue to be a part of this broadcast. Continue to be a part of what the Lord is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, use that number. Please call in 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Call in, call a friend, call a brother, go and listen in. You guys can also go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection radio broadcast. You can go there to www.blogtalkradio.com/Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can listen in there as well. There's a live broadcast going on right now with us. That's on right now on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast. You can link in, log in there and listen in there and call in and have questions and whatever you want to do. If you have a prayer request that you have or you just want to join in on the conversation, you can come in and join in on the conversation. Amen. We look forward. We are excited about what God is doing in this hour. We love you. 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 We love you with the Lord. And we love you to life. Amen. We love you to life. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we will be right back. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where
yeah.
welcome back to Warwick Gospel Connection. It's Testimony Tuesday. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Make sure you press 1 if you want to speak or if you need prayer.
If I walk alone,
Amen, amen, amen. The storm is over now. The storm is over now. God bless you guys. Today is Testimony Tuesday. Today is Testimony Tuesday, and I wanted to come on this morning and just give you some encouragement on this morning to help you through this storm, this thing called life. We are a grateful people. We are a grateful people. We thank God for just Him being God and Him being God all by Himself. And we thank God that He has everything under control. But I do realize that sometimes in life when we go through storms, we get a little fearful, we get a little anxious, we get a little discouraged, we get a little timid, we get a little fearful sometimes, you know, when the storm comes, and especially when you're in a place where you're getting ready to transition, and that thing that you're getting ready to transition into sometimes look just a little bit bigger than what you expected. You have to step into a place to feel a pair of shoes that was bigger than what you expected. You thought that it was going to be a easy task. You thought it was going to be just an easy ongoing. You could just walk right on into that place. But sometimes in life, yes, Lord, sometimes in life we're given this challenge. Sometimes in life we're given this thing, and we don't know exactly how to overcome. We don't know exactly how to be prepared for the place that we need to go into. But what I found out, people of God, is this. I found out that irregardless of where we may find ourselves at, God has the final say. God has the final say. And when he says something, it tends to not only shift our mindset, but it shifts our very connection to who we are in Him. Amen. Come on here with me real quick. I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to encourage your heart on this morning. I just want to give you a little piece of something that will give you strength in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your storm. Amen. We'll be dealing with one passage of scripture this morning. Give us our morning drive, if you would, our morning push, if you would, this morning, just indulge me for a moment. I won't be long. First, Joshua, the first chapter, and we'll be pulling what we will be sharing with you from the King James Version, Joshua 1, verse number 6, King James Version, Joshua 1, verse number 6. Give you a little time to get there. Joshua, the Old Testament, chapter 1:6. Chapter 1:6. And it says, "Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for the inheritance, the Lord, which I have swore unto thine father to give them. We'll read it again. It says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thy divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give to them. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word. As we go into it, Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart is acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Listen. It would not make sense to you for me to just read that passage of scripture and not give you the backdrop of what just took place. Joshua has just now been declared the leader of the children of Israel after Moses has made his transition. And now Joshua is the declared leader for the children of Israel. This is before they go into the land flowing with milk and honey, over into the land of Canaan, where they have to cross over and go into the land that was promised to them by the Lord. Joshua is presented with a situation to where Joshua gets to the River of Jordan. And when he gets to the River of Jordan, Joshua gets a little timid. Joshua gets a little nervous because he now realizes that not only do he have to take the children of Israel across the River of Jordan, but now he has to be the leader of the people. He has to fill the position where he watched Moses go through all that he went through when he was a leader. You would have to read the book of Exodus, how the children of Israel murmured and complained and had all types of grievances and all types of issues with Moses, going from telling Moses that you brought us out of the kingdom, brought us out of Egypt to die in a foreign land, and was there not graves in Egypt for us to be buried in? And they went from that to talking about they were hungry, and the Lord gave them quail and gave them manna, and them the instructions that Moses gave them, don't take nothing but for that for today. You don't need to worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will take care of itself. The Lord said he'll take care of us. But because they were so fearful, Moses dealt with a fearful people. They took more than enough and wind up spoiling they because they were disobedient. And then they said, well, the only thing you've given us is manna. So God made quail come and had quail that they could eat quail, and they had manna and quail. But yet and still, they still complained. They were talking about, we're thirsty. Moses, you got us in the middle of nowhere. We're thirsty. And the Lord told Moses to strike the rock, and the rock will provide water. And out of anger, Moses struck the rock. He told him to strike the rock one time. Moses, being angry because of the children of Israel, struck the rock twice. And this is what caused Moses to see the glory, but not to enter into it. Here, Joshua is, because Joshua was one of Moses' right-hand men. He heard the complaints. You know, sometimes as leaders, the ones that is closest to us, we tend to share our grievances. We tend to share our thoughts. We tend to share our issues with the ones that is connected to us so close. So this is just my analysis. This is just my analysis. Joshua got an earful from Moses as he shared how the children of Israel, how the children of Israel was considered as a pain to him. But Joshua was given this challenge, given the assignment to lead the people. Despite of all that was going on and all was said and all that was that he experienced, Joshua knew that he had to take this responsibility to walk into the shoes of Moses. Joshua was given that assignment, and when he got to the place to where he had to walk across the Jordan, Lord began to speak to him. And when you read the text, let's read a piece of the text. He says to him in verse 6, he says, they be strong and of good courage. He said, be strong and of good courage, for unto these people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I have swore unto thine father, and to give to them. Be only thou strong and very courageous. Thou mayest observe to do according to all the laws which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Perceive whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to therein, do according to all that is written therein. For thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt be and thou shalt have good success. Thou shalt have good success. Now watch what he says. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, but not fearful, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou shalt go. God had to give Joshua a pep talk. Sometimes in our life, ladies and gentlemen, as we go through the storms of our life and go through the trials and tribulations of our life and go through the heartache and the pains of our life, God has to give us a pep talk. God has to pull us over to the side and take a sidebar with us and begin to speak to us in a way where we can understand, and he can put it into a finite decision to where we can just go, okay, Lord, I hear you and I understand. He told him, the commandments that I gave to Moses, that he gave unto you, he said, meditate in it day and night. Paul said, put a pen right here. When you're going through your storms of your life, remember, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get into your word. Oh, Lord. The Bible says, meditate in it day and night. I love Psalms. I love the book of Psalms, the book of Psalm 1, and I love it because that spoke to me. He said, this is your script for this morning. He said, in the Bible, Psalms 1 says to us, he said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Watch this here. He said, nor walketh in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and frenemies, listen to me real good. Sometimes in life, you got to get to, let me put it in reverse. You got to, when you go in through this life, you got to put the word on your life. Come here, some of y'all that's under the sound of my voice right now, the reason why you're going through and it's so rough for you, it's so complicated for you, is because you haven't put no word on it. Learn how to put the word on it. Learn how to trust God, because watch this, the only way you're going to be a good courage is that you got to have the word to encourage you. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody's soul. Some of you all under the sound of my voice, the reason why you're going through what you're going through is because you haven't put the word on what you're going through. Learn how to take the word of God and put it on what you're going through. If you apply the word, if you put God's word on it, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Put the word on. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Put the word on it. By his stripes we are healed. The chastisement of his peace was laid upon him. And we are, watch this, now we have to understand that even when we're going through what we're going through, the more the word we put on it, the stronger we get. Come here, let's talk. Let's talk. Study this on ourselves, approved workmen that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word or truth. The word cuts like a two-edged sword. Watch this, even to the bone, even to the marrow. It will get down to the nitty-gritty of the situation when you learn how to apply the word. The word of God is like water to a desert land. The word of the Lord is like a full-course meal to a hungry man. The word of God is like a healing. When you are in a sickness, God's word is the antidote to every snake bite in your life. God's word told him, he said, be strong, but have good courage. Now, the beautiful part about this, the beautiful part about him speaking this right here is the fact that he told Joshua that be strong and of good courage. Then he tells him, be courageous. I gotta help y'all real quick. I told y'all I fell in love with this new translation. It's called the Good News Translation. I'm gonna have to get my hands on one of these here Bibles, because this thing blessed my soul. It blessed me down to the nitty gritty of my soul. And I read this, and I was like, oh my God, this blessed me. Y'all hold on for a minute. Let me get it. It says, be determined and confident, for you will be the leader of these people as they occupy this land, which I promised their ancestors. He said, be determined and confident. I want to put a park right there. Let me park the brake right there. You have to be determined that no matter what your situation look like, you got to be determined. I know it's complicated. Yeah, I know the storm is crazy. Yeah, I know that the tears are real. Yeah, I know that the issues and circumstances of life are real. But sometimes you just got to be determined. Yeah. They said that they ain't going to renew this. They ain't going to do all of that. They ain't going to make no changes here. They ain't going to make no changes there. But watch what God began to show me. He began to show me this. If you determine in me, come here. Sometimes we determine, but we determine in the wrong places. We determine in the wrong stuff. We determine in the wrong people. We come here, people of God, come here. Get a little closer and sit down with me and listen to the voice of the Lord and hear what God is saying to us this morning. There is a place called determined, but we have to realize and understand we got to be determined in the right thing. Some of us is determined, but we are determined in the wrong stuff. That's the reason why you still come here. That's the reason why you still there. That's the reason why you still dealing with Leroy. That's why you still living with Olafina. Come here. That's the reason why you still dealing with the situation that you're in. Because you're determined, but you're determined in the wrong places. He said, be determined. Be determined. Be determined. Be determined. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Be vigilant. Be one of those people that look at the situation and see the situation and know that even though the situation or circumstance may be a little bit out of control, God is yet in control. The storms, the rain, the heartache, the pain, the place of frustration, the place of anger, the place of crying, the place of hurt, the place of neglect, the place of being left out, the place of being taken advantage of. See, we got to be determined to come out of them places. Come here, let's talk. Let's talk like grown folks. See, we can't let people think that they got the upper hand on us. We got to be determined to come Yeah, that one right there. I knew I was going to hit a nerve. I felt the Holy Ghost when it went out. I felt it touched somebody's heart. You got to be determined to get past this stuff, because if you stay where you come here and let's have a conversation, sit down and let's talk. If you're determined to stay right there, if you're determined to be in this place, if you're come here, talk to me. If you're determined to keep on being in this thing, watch this. God will not move until you're determined to move from this place. When you change your objective, we've been talking about this for weeks, people of God. You got to change your posture. Oh, God, preach the word. Preach the word, preacher. We have to be determined to change our posture. If you're not determined to change your posture, people of God, if you're not determined to change your mentality, people of God, if you're not determined to change your view, if you're not determined to change the direction that you're looking, the Bible says, I look toward the hills which come in my help, and my help comes from the Lord. The reason why that scripture is so important, the reason why that scripture it has such power, is because you're in a valley place. If you only look at the Reverend, you teaching this morning, you teaching the word of God this morning. If you only look at the valley, because this is what you have to understand. The people of God wrote these verses according to what they were seeing. The man of God said, if you turn your heel face toward the hills which come at your help, he wrote it in a valley place. Come here. Let's talk about it. You are in a valley place. If you only determine to look at what you see in the valleys, You have to learn how to change your posture. Shadabasa ketande de dosha mande. When you learn to change your posture, when you learn to change your posture, when you learn to change your posture, see, God, listen, oh Lord, the 23rd number of Psalms is such a blessing. This is such a blessing. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with me. Even though you're in the valley, realize you're not in the valley by yourself. Preacher, you preaching these people under the table this morning. I'm determined to change my posture. I know that I'm in the valley, and I know that the valley is a needed place. I know that the valley is a place that I have to be, but the valley is not my final destination. I have to change my view. I have to change my posture, because if I only look down, I'll never see what's in front of me. I can't see my future looking at my feet. My mama, when I was a kid, when I was younger, we would go through downtown Houston, and it's one of those kids that I just looked down at the ground. And I was looking down at the ground, and my mama tapped me on my arm. She said, baby, hold your head up. She said, baby, hold your head up. I was like, well, it had two-fold meaning to it. For those of you all who are listening to my voice, it had a two-fold meaning to it. One reason why she wanted me to hold my head up is because, number one, I needed to look where I was going. And the second reason was, when you hold your head up, you show that you're proud. You show that you're not afraid. You show, because you're looking straight ahead. You're looking like you're determined. you look like you're going somewhere. You look like you got your mind made up and your heart fixed, and you're going in the direction that you need to go in. So it's important. Come here, preacher, and preach the word then. It gives you that determination that I am going to finish the race. I am going to finish this course. I am going to go ahead on and go through it. No matter what's in front of me, I got to keep going. He says, be determined. Then the next word he says, be confident. The Bible tells us this. He said, cast away therefore not your confidence, for it has good recompense of reward. Cast away therefore not your confidence, that it has great recompense of reward. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to say that again because I need that to bless somebody. Cast away therefore not your confidence, for it has great recompense of reward. In other words, basically what God was telling them in this thing is, be confident in what I called you to do. Sometimes, people of God, we have to realize that God gives us confidence even when we're not confident in ourselves. Boy, you preaching like a madman this morning. God will give us confidence in a place, watch this here, that we're not even prepared for yet. He will build your confidence in that valley place. So when you get to your blessed place, come in then, preacher. Preach like you know how. He'll bless you in that unconfident place. He will show you how to be confident. He will tell you the instructions he began to give him while he was, oh, come here, before he crossed the Jordan. was what geared him and changed his whole mentality, his whole mindset, his whole way of thinking, his whole way of seeing things. Because you have to be confident. Not confident just in when God will do it. Not just confidence in how God will do it. Not just confidence in why God will do it. Not even just confidence in why God would use you. You have to be confident and know that it's just your time and your season for you to walk into the blessed place that God has called you to be. It's just time, baby. It's just time. You've been on the back burner for so long. You come here, let me help you and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. I ain't said that all morning. Can I push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny? Come on, get in the car with me. Let's roll up the street. You right there, the one I'm talking to right there. Yeah, the one with your head hung down. Hold your head up, baby. I'm talking to you. It's just your time and it's just your season. Yeah, you right there. They're sitting there. They got your cup of coffee in your hand and you're trying to figure out why you listening to my voice. Yeah, you right there. Yeah. You the one who got your Bible out. You've been praying all night long and talking to the Lord all night long about your condition, about your situation. I'm talking to you. I'm talking directly to you. It's your time and your season. Yeah, that young man that you're trying to make that decision. You're stuck in the valley of decision. I'm talking directly to you, sir. Today is your time and your season. The young lady that you sit back and your life seemed like it had been flipped upside down. You thought because you had the baby out of wedlock that it was going to destroy you. You come here. Let me talk to you, young lady. You thought because you had the baby out of wedlock and the man that you had the baby with ain't nowhere to be found. God told me to let you know this morning that it is your mom. It is your time and it is your season, daughter. It is, come here. It's time for you to walk into your new place. It's just time for you to walk into your destiny place. It's just time, my God, this morning. It is just time for you to open up the windows of heaven and receive the blessing of God. It's time for you to open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your thought pattern, open up your thought process, and allow God to just pour into your life like he promised. Stop being sad in a place. Why should a God that brought you out of? You've been delivered from that so long ago. You just still holding on to the residual. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're still holding on to residue. God said, Father, you messing these people up. You're holding on to a residue. You're holding on to leftovers. God say, let them leftovers go so I can give you some fresh manna. Let go of that stuff that's been holding you up, them places that's been holding you up, them words that have been holding you up, them mentality that people have been talking about you. Come here. God said, let that thing go so I can help you. Yeah. God will make you confident in a place that will blow your mind. He says, be confident. Be confident. What blessed me so much about that was this. What told me up so bad about that was this. What shifted my thinking about this was that. He said, be confident. But the place that he was in was a place of transition where he's getting ready to go into a place, watch this here, that was too big for him in the beginning. When he was crossing over the Jordan to go into the land flowing with milk and honey, it was too big for him to comprehend. God will give you places that's too big for you to comprehend. We in 13 countries. I can't even wrap my mind around that. It's too big for me to comprehend. But I'm confident in knowing that if I preach this gospel and I call on the name of the Lord enough, if I talk about God enough, if I call on him in the midst of the midnight hour, even though my storm and my rain is going on, even though my heartache and my pain is going on, even though I'm looking at a situation that sometimes, watch this, I don't understand why I'm here and you got me preaching like I'm preaching, but yet I'm still seeing the storms and the rain. God said, if you be confident in me, confident in who I called you to be. Confident that I called you to watch here, to go into this place. That watch here, that that I prepared another man for. Preacher, preach. The land flowing with milk and honey was actually designed for Moses to bring the children of Israel into. But because God changed gears, he said that I am going to prepare this place, but then watch this. I'm going to let somebody else lead them in. God has opened up the windows of heaven and set some things into position and into place, because what he wanted you to know is that even though there are people that's on the outside that were intended to come in and that were intended to be the ones that lead and go into the places where they needed to go, he says, I'm calling you to that place. I told y'all a couple of months ago that God is taking down some people and rising some people up. It is the season of the shift. God is shifting some people. God is shifting because their hearts are not in it. Their minds are not in it. Their determinations are not in it. Watch this. Their intentions is not to bring God to the forefront, but it's to bring themselves to the forefront. And the crazy part about it is, they're going to have to give an account to everything they have done, every place that they have walked into and caused this thing to crumble. Be determined and confident. Be determined and confident in this season. That God, not only will he open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you have room enough not to receive, but be confident that he is going to bring you through the place that you thought you were going to die in. This place called blessed, this place called overcomer, this place called renewed, this place called power, this place called hope. God says this is your season, not only to walk into the new thing, but to see the new thing coming. Fear not. For the enemies you see today, you will see no more. Don't even fear what you're getting ready to go into. God is going to shut them down. Gracious and eternal Father, I thank you for this opportunity to speak life to those that were under the sound of my voice. Father, our prayer is that this word took root in their spirit, man. That caused them not only just to see, comprehend, and understand,
Lord, to walk into the new place that you have promised them that they walk. Father, cause them to see, God, that even in the midst of their storm and even in the midst of their rain, that you are yet God and you are yet God all by yourself. For you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask or think. Build them on their most broken side. Strengthen them where they're weak. God, I let this word be the ointment. Not a bad day, God. God, but let this word be an ointment that seeps into the wounds, oh God. God, it heals from the inside out. God, let this word go in, God, and just begin to marinate in their spirit. There, God, that it gets deep down into the marrows of their bone, God. Get into their bloodstream, God. Get in. Yeah, God. God, get into their blood flow. Get into their airwaves, God. God, that they live and breathe this word. Yeah, my son. You know, survive. Oh, God, let it get into their heartstring, God. God, that when they inhale and exhale, God, through their lungs, God, it flows into their heart, God, and it just radiates throughout their body, God. Let this word, God, become the follicles of their hair, God. Lord, let it become a portion of their skin, God. God, let this word, God, just be, God, just consume their entire life. God, that they realize. They are determined and confident to come out of the place of fear, distress, anxiety, oh God. Let this word be life more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen them on every hand. Pull them into the places where they need to be. In your grace and your mercy. Let your mercy and your grace be the footsteps of their life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to take a quick musical break and we'll be right back to listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Because
because we thank you in the presence of the Lord. And no one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound. But I give up everything for this treasure of mine. Never wanted you. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. Please, I don't want you to go. In your presence, and I want more. I want more. I want more. Anybody feel like I feel in this room? I want more. Jesus, I want more. Come on, if you feel like I feel, would you cry that out in this room today? I want more.
Welcome back, welcome back. The overcome scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. For those of y'all under the sound of our voices this morning, listen to us very carefully. Listen very carefully. There is a place called blessed. There is a place called overcomer. There is a place called deliverance. There is a place called freedom. The enemy's desire is to keep you in the place that you're in right now. And that place that you're in right now is not fit for you. It never was designed for you to be there. The enemy has put this plan into place simply because he wants to keep you in this place to where you're constantly and consistently just falling from the graces of God, where you're just trapped in and imprisoned by what he has set before you in your life. But I want to be the words of wisdom to you this morning. I want to be the word of power to you this morning. I want to be the word that causes you to see, comprehend, and understand where you are. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. And that plan that he has for your life has already been set into motion, has already been set into position, has already been set into place. So in order for you to see and comprehend and understand where you are, you have to pull these things together. And those things that you need to pull together is the comprehension that God has already set up a way out for you. And that way out, that way into deliverance, that way into blessings, that way into a closer walk with him is Romans 10:9. For you to speak those things into existence, to know that no matter where you may find yourself, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, and that he is able to carry you through the storms and the rains of your life. And you can do that by simply just, surrendering to this prayer I'm going to pray. Very simple prayer. It's not complicated. It's not complex. It's a prayer of surrender that we can pray for you right now. And you just receive it. And once you receive it, we'll give you some keys that'll help you keep on going while you're going through this storm. Amen. And going into this next place. And know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Come on, let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the ones that are under the sound of our voices this morning. God, our prayer today is not that you would shift them not only in their mentality, not only in their hearts, not only in the way that they're walking and talking, God, but in the way that they're perceiving and understanding you in this moment. God, our prayer today, God, is that they would receive you as their Lord and their Savior. God, our prayer is that they would surrender to the scripture that we have given to them. God, through your word, God, let their lives be watered with change. Let their lives be watered with transition. Let their lives be watered, Lord, with your blood, God, with your blood and with the water for the washing away of their sins, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, our prayer, God. God, is that we speak the scriptures, we declare the scripture over their life, that they receive the scripture. They receive the scripture. They receive what you're telling them on this morning. God, let the words of our mouth, God, be the rain that they need to hear over their lives right now. God, let them confess with their mouth, believe in their heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to give you these three keys. And these three keys, once we do that, we'll go ahead and close out the broadcast.
Amen. Amen. First, get your Bible, King James or NIV. Two, find your church home. Whether you go visit or go online, visit a church. Three, make sure you, the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but it's living the word. This is very crucial since you surrender your life to Christ. Again, one, get your Bible, NIV, King James. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. Remember, nowhere in the Bible it says it's going to be easy. But we know it's well worth it. You have a blessed and phenomenal day. Tune in tomorrow for Wisdom Wednesday at a.m. to 10 a.m. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce? there's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.